Quarterback Sefolofao. Running back Philip Lindsay.
Philip Big Chin Lindsay.
Sefo, did you want to start with a statement about how the game went for you guys?
The game sucked. It's kind of obvious. I don't know what you guys want me to say. It's pretty frustrating the way things happen, and just didn't come out with all things firing. You know, I think in the beginning we moved the ball a lot, and as an offense, but weren't able to capitalize. And like I always say, it falls back on me not being able to get the ball going, not being able to get the drives finished. And so it's just a tough one overall.
Questions for either players, please raise your hand.
Philip, you guys have obviously, taken a lot of pride in how your preparation, your focus all year. It didn't seem to be there tonight. Did you feel like it was not there?
I mean, we prepared we prepared the whole 2 weeks, 3 weeks we had a good game plan. I mean, when it comes down to pretty much just playing football, when the scheme goes out the window when you got people on both sides going at it, it's a dogfight, and it's about who's going to be more physical. And we knew that going into the game. Oklahoma State was a physical team, and you can see the experience of them being in the bowl game and us just not getting there, getting back to how it was before.
John, what's their question?
Sefo, what was your injury in the first half, and what happened on that play, and did you have a hard time convincing coaches to put you back in?
It was the same injury from Michigan, high ankle sprain. I heard it again and against University of Washington, and then the Pac-12 championship game, and then I don't know how much the guy weighs, but when he lands on it, it's not comfortable. Even if you don't injure your ankle in the first place, I think it's still going to hurt if a larger fellow lands on it. And so coming out of the halftime, I didn't say anything. Coaches said they're going to go with Montez, and when that happens, you just accept it and move on.
Questions?
Sefo, you see Coach there as you're coming off the field. What's kind of going through your heart and mind when you see him? He's waiting on the field to give you all a hug and a high five.
It's all over. I'm pretty composed now, which is kind of surprising because I didn't think I would, but I think I left it all on the field. And so just to see that and know that you're not coming back, it meant a lot to just kind of see the guy who helped start it all and who believed in us, trusted in us, and gave us the opportunity to help turn the program around.
Adam.
Philip, what did they do defensively that slowed you guys down? Did they do anything you didn't expect, or did you guys just not play well?
We just didn't execute. I mean, that's what it comes down to. First, we got to get the first down. That's how our offense rolls. Two, we got to complete passes. That's big. Big in our offense is our receivers. And that's pretty much what it is. It's just we have to get in the groove. And that's what our offense is based on tempo, getting the first down and moving the ball. You know, when you're off balance and you can't do both things, it's kind of tough. So next season we got to go back to the drawing board, and we got to tweak things up. And we pretty much have the whole offense coming back, other than Sefo and Alex Kelly. So we have a good start on next year.
Phil, these last two games, this conversation, this narrative will probably mention a lot about being overrated. Colorado wasn't there. How much does this one hurt the pride?
I mean, it definitely hurts. Anytime you lose a game, it hurts. But when you go out there and people can say we're overrated and all that. But when you go out there and you win games, you win 10 games, that's not a fluke. We just didn't put a game together, and we when you deal with injuries as well, if you looked at our receivers, weren't as well. We had a couple on defense that weren't as healthy as we wanted it. So that matters going to a game, is making sure that all your starters are healthy.
Steffo, after two tough losses in these last two games, I'm just curious how you view the entire season. Of course, it was a great season for Colorado football, but it just didn't end in the last 2 weeks like you guys wanted. How do you view the whole season now?
Let's put all the X's and O's aside. Okay, we got out executed tonight. Okay, we can all agree on that. But if you take our season and as a whole and look at what we've done in the past, going four wins or less, and those four wins are against teams that are not powerhouse teams or teams that are fully recognized on the national stage, to being double-digit wins in a Pac-12 conference that I think is strong. And yeah, of course, we lost to UW, very strong team. They're in the national playoffs. Okay, we lost to Oklahoma State tonight, a very good team. Okay, I think they finished 10-2. Is that right? Something like that. So X's and O's aside, you know, I enjoyed the season a lot. I love these guys. The big chin sitting next to me, I love him too. We did something special. You know, we didn't finish with an exclamation point. The wheels on the bus kind of fell off, but I wouldn't trade this season or these teammates for anything. Just to be able to, you know, get Colorado back into, you know, people's minds and not just saying, oh, they're just another team. You know, to be able to get 10 wins and set a good foundation for guys like Phillip and Steven, who all have good potential and good promise. I'll be watching, you know, in years to come, because I think they've got something good going, and it's just a start, in my opinion.
Steffo, when people look back on your career at Colorado, what do you want them to remember about you?
I don't know. I'm just one of the guys, you know. I think quarterbacks get too much of the blame and too much of the praise. You know, I'm just a cog in the machine. You know, obviously you saw when I came out that, you know, Montez fully excelled in this offense, and the offense is in good hands. You know, I just want to be remembered as a guy for my teammates, you know, someone that would, you know, put it all on the line for them. And just want everyone to know that I just gave everything. You know, I may not have been the most talented or anything, but I gave everything I had.
He'll be remembered as one of the greatest quarterbacks to come out of the state of Colorado. He has, you know, numerous records he broke. He's a warrior, and that man, he puts his body on the line for us 24/7. You know, everybody sits here and they ask questions and stuff, but if you go out there and you gotta get hit by 340-pound men all day and get up every down, and then remember plays and put myself and other people in the right position, that man right there, he's gonna go down as one of the greatest quarterbacks in Colorado. And everybody knows that, and you guys should know that.
Hey, Phillip, as a returning player, what will these two final games, how will they stick in your craw heading into spring and next fall?
That we got a taste of, you know, something great, something that Colorado was used to getting back in the day, and that was back. You know, everything is kind of new for a lot of us, a lot of these young ones coming in. But now that we kind of got our feet wet, you know, we've been in the Pac-12 Championship, which is the biggest stage in Pac-12. Then we came to the Alamo Bowl, which is one of the biggest stages. And so now it's just about going back to the drawing board. You know, now we know how to get there. Now it's about finishing now. And that's what it comes down to, is it comes down to finishing. And we were inexperienced. Oklahoma State has been in numerous bowl games, you know, for many years, and they keep going. And for now it's time for us to get back on that track and start going to many more bowl games. And it's just going to be second nature to us again, just like this year.
Any final questions? Thank you.